News. I'm Mark Remillard. Still no official word on the fate of two U.S. Army helicopter crews after their helicopters crashed during a training mission in Kentucky last night. The two Black Hawk helicopters were part of the 101st Airborne Division. A statement from Fort Campbell did not say exactly how many casualties there were. The Vatican says Pope Francis had a good first night in the hospital in Rome after being admitted for a respiratory infection. He's 86 years old, and doctors say the infection will require several days of medical treatment. Dr. Panagios Galeas-Santos is a pulmonary doctor at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine.
Age, prior lung conditions, and the lungs being involved in the infection, all of that should be taken seriously.
Decades ago, as a young man, the pontiff had part of a lung removed after suffering pneumonia. Hundreds gathering last night for a candlelight vigil in Nashville to mourn the three children and three adults killed in this week's school shooting there. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden was among the crowd. This is ABC News. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman expected to return to Washington soon. Sources say he plans to return to the Senate in mid-April, 2 months after going away for treatment for depression. A couple of high schoolers may have worked their way into math history books, cracking one of the most famous equations ever. ABC's Lionel Moise takes us back to school.
The Pythagorean theorem is a staple in high school math, and if you need a refresher, it's the formula a squared plus b squared equals c squared. While the theorem has been proven before, Kelsey Johnson and Nakia Jackson say they have proven it using trigonometry, which has never been done before.
It all started with a math contest that was taught at our school, and there was a bonus question, making a new proof of Pythagoras.
Their proof hasn't been peer-reviewed yet or confirmed by experts in the field, but it also has not been debunked. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
Mark Millard, ABC News.
Earn, play, and win at the Jump Game. It consists of a rewards club member generated up to $155 rewards play, and $5 to use as white tail plastic or to mount a bite to eat at the Swift Water Lounge. Guests may start earning points at either rewards club card 7 a.m. through 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. until midnight every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For complete contest rules, see the rewards club booth at the Ho-Chunk Gaming Coosa. Become an off-road warrior with Ho-Chunk Gaming Coosa now until March 25th. Guests can earn entries for one of the grand prize drawings on February 25th, March 11th, and March 25th. All you need to do is earn 21 points to receive $10 rewards play and an entry up to four times a day. One grand prize winner will get a gift certificate of Power Pack Sports and equipment in Marshfield for Polaris ATV or UTV with six constellation winners being drawn with a screw cooler or up to $500 cash. For complete contest rules and to see the prizes in person, visit the Rewards Club booth. Must be 21 or older to participate in the casino floor. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Yakuza, your place to play.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Admair. Here's what you need to know. There are three questions on the April 4th ballot. Two of them will expand criteria for setting cash bail. Both candidates running for the state Supreme Court say they support bail amendments. The Wisconsin Public Defender's Office, though, has criticized the proposal, saying it would expand a flawed bail system where freedom often depends on someone's ability to pay. Other state judges already have the authority needed to protect public when they set bail conditions. Russia's war against Ukraine isn't winnable for either side. The negotiations need to get underway. That's what Wisconsin U.S. Republican Senator Ron Johnson tells the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week. Republicans are divided on whether to continue funding Ukraine's efforts to defend itself from the Russian invasion, which began in February of last year. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said last month America's security is deeply intertwined with security in Europe. I'm Jane Adair. This is CBS News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out Under the Helmet with the Reindeer, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special Ask Us Wisconsin.
And at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
It was supposed to be a voting cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the toys from practice.
On the way, we need a diet pop.
Over if you're 45 and older, don't let butt stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Minnesota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Brightlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense for this Thursday, March 30th. It's a beautiful day on Lake Wissona. It's a beautiful day all over Wisconsin because it's opening day. It's opening day of baseball season. Brewers begin the season this afternoon, an early afternoon game against the Cubs at Wrigley Field. The home opener will be next Monday, but it's here. We're excited with the way we get the Brewers hoodie on, the Brewers Hawaiian shirt is on. It's I wear the baseball cap, but I got headphones. Aaron looks resplendent in his complete utter lack of any Brewer gear. I guess you need to get the memo.
Well, if I crouch down a little bit, you can pretend my shirt is a Brewer shirt. It's the right color.
There we go. It is the right color, blue. I'll give you that much. So some of us are extremely happy. My Facebook profile, I change the picture every year on opening day. It's a little cartoon of Charlie Brown waking up and the sun rising through his window, but it's not a sun, it's actually baseball, because some of us just love the game that way.
That's pretty good.
I like that. And then the cover photo, of course, is beautiful middle American Family Field, which I'll eventually get used to saying. Let's see, what's coming up this morning? Oh, Russian Ron is at it again. The senator resumes his role as a conduit for Russian influence as he calls for, quote, negotiations over Ukraine. We will talk at 6:15 to Joseph Pecky about Johnson's latest unhelpful comments, and we'll update the status of the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, which is now only 5 days away. 5 days to go until that election next Tuesday. We'll talk to Joe about that. Normally, we talk to him at 6:30 on Thursdays, but I wanted to get a little head start on some of the topics, so we'll talk at 6:15, and then I'll follow up at 6:30 with anything that we didn't cover in our conversation. Then Kristen Lyerly will join us at 6:50 for our history lesson and some music notes, and then she'll stick around for the 7 o'clock hour for a couple of different guests. We will meet Renee Pallahem of Kewaunee, a special needs teacher who's really moved the needle on civic engagement as she works to motivate people to vote next week. And then at 7:30, in her usual weekly Hometown Health segment, Dr. Lyerly will introduce us to Dr. Christopher Ford. Dr. Ford is an emergency medicine doc who is part of the lawsuit challenging the state's criminal 1849 abortion ban. Dr. Ford also chaired the People's Maps Commission that seeks to end gerrymandering in our state. And he is among more than 300 physicians who are publicly endorsing Judge Janet Protasiewicz in next week's Supreme Court election. So, again, here's a guy who's busy enough as an ER doc, who's also taking the time to get involved. And this show is all about civic engagement and getting people motivated to do a little bit more and to do a little bit more when it comes to voting or encouraging people to vote or acting on behalf of a candidate or a cause or what have you. And so hopefully the stories that you're going to hear throughout the course of the morning here might motivate you to do more of the same. By the way, tomorrow we will talk to State Senator Kelly Royce on a Democratic bill that would restore women's health care rights. Now, obviously, that's something that this Republican legislature is not going to pass, but it's important that Democrats put out there what their values are, what they would do if they were in charge, and in this case, it would be to give women back the rights that were taken away from them in the Dobbs decision that repealed Roe v. Wade. So we will talk to Senator Royce tomorrow morning about that. All of this meant to make sure that you vote next Tuesday. And it leads us to our call of the day, which is, what's the number one reason you would tell people not to skip out on next week's election? Because it's not just a state Supreme Court race, and it's not just a state Supreme Court race that you would vote in because of either abortion rights or gerrymandering or whatever the case may be, but there are school board elections, there's school referenda, there are local elections, maybe there's one that is particularly noteworthy to you that you'd like to tell us about. So what is it that you would tell somebody a reason why they shouldn't skip out of the election next week? You can call our studio at either line 844-967-2789 or 715-388 7155. You can email us radio at upnorthnewswi.com. And as always, look for Up North News WI on social media. If you are listening on the radio across the Civic Media Radio Network, thank you. If not, you're probably watching us on Facebook. Our live feed can be found on three different pages: the Up North News Facebook page, the Civic Media Facebook page, and the one for Bull Falls Radio. Mr. Saunders, I've pretty much worn out everything that I've got to do to tell everybody. You can call in. You can write in. We want to hear from you. Your phone is right there. You're ready to answer it.
Yeah, definitely. My only request is that if you are commenting on Facebook, please don't do it in Russian.
We really had, but thankfully you translated some of those comments yesterday because we just wanted to make sure we weren't missing anything, but it didn't really make much sense.
Yeah, one of them said something along the lines of, when Russian music releases, we enjoy it right away. Which,
see, now, but now you just said it out loud, and so if that was like some kind of a key phrase the Russians were trying to get, now some of these may be triggered, and now some bad things might happen. So thanks for doing that. Way to read the Russian there, Aaron. The Bucks beat the Indiana Pacers last night, 149-136. Very high-scoring game. Drew Holiday scored a career-high 51 points. Giannis had a triple-double with 38 points. And he had that triple-double by like midway through the third quarter after sitting out Monday night with a sore knee. So the Bucks beat the Pacers, and now they will be back in Milwaukee to host Boston on Thursday night. And, of course, did I mention in sports? It's opening day. Brewers against the Cubs later this afternoon. Let's get the season going right after it snows a lot tomorrow night in some parts of Wisconsin. But then spring is here. For real. We promise. Back with more after this. You're up, Norman.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Warning! Listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We mentioned inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What would you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell
you. You think Trump's taking strategy from you on Fox Radio?
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking babies on a fruit tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Whether
brought to you by FreshFit, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. Bowl options at FreshFit are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, Eastside, and Third Ward, or online at FreshFit.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 43. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 38. Overcast. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely 62. About an inch of snow on Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Pike. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
All right, it's time to visit with Joseph Pecky. And I know what you're saying. Wait. We normally do this at 6:30. What are we doing this time around? Because I can't wait, because I've been on vacation.
There's a lot back, by the way.
Thank you very much. Don't you dare use the next phrase, tan, rested, and ready. We already used that yesterday. I can't keep those comparisons up. But it's nice to recharge the batteries. It's nice to be back here. It's nice to get right into it, because I thought we'd say, oh, we know what to do with the Supreme Court race. We're wrapping it up, home stretch, closing messages. And I like the way that you set up. Our first topic is not going to be about the Supreme Court race here in Wisconsin. It's going to be about something that broke, you know, on Wednesday when you opened up your newspaper, real or virtual, and there's our senator again.
Yeah, just the other day, I was talking to a reporter about politics, who shall remain nameless, and I sort of made the joke, well, you know who we haven't heard from in a while? U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Every week, it seems, he's like good for sticking his foot in his mouth. Mm-hmm. And he hadn't kind of done that a little bit.
And now,
you know, the headline is Ron Johnson casts doubt on continued U.S. aid helping Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
For those folks who are not familiar, and as we learned on Election Day, a lot of folks clearly still aren't familiar with Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson has been a regular conduit of disinformation from Russia. He's nicknamed Russian Ron by some for good reason. And so it is inevitable that we were going to hear him take Putin's side and call for a quote-unquote negotiation over Ukraine. It's still no less disappointing.
It's infuriating. You know, the Republican conference, Republicans in Washington are divided on this issue. Yes. You have what I would describe as responsible, governing first inclined Republicans like Mitch McConnell. And you know, I don't frequently speak fondly of Mitch McConnell.
Right.
Understand how wrapped up in Ukraine and Russia's war of aggression American national security interests are. And it's being responsible and has made sure that the aid, you know, has gotten to Ukraine so that they have been able to withstand this aggression from Russia. And what you also have is a growing chorus on the far right. It started with the people you would expect, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, those yahoos who say, you know, we can't do this. Why are we fighting in Ukraine? And you know, you and I and your listeners know, we're fighting in Ukraine to preserve the idea of freedom and democracy and self-governance, and to uphold the principle that has been in existence since the Second World War, that you do not launch a war of aggression to change the borders of countries. That international order has allowed America to thrive in the last 75 years. It is essential, it is paramount that a move like this not succeed. And where I really question what Senator Johnson is up to on this, when he says maybe we need to let Ukraine stand on its own, is Senator Johnson would have us believe that China is the big threat, and that that's going to define the next 25 to 50 years.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life.
VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you're age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kids. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime high is approaching 43 today under cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation likely tonight, low to the minimum of 33, cloudy overcast skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime high is approaching 47, high of 36, Saturday with a chance of snow, chance for scattered showers 48 on Sunday, 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. For Pacific Media, I'm meteorologist Brenner. Right now, it's 11.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
We pulled out of Afghanistan, which was a deal Donald Trump made with the Taliban, I will remind you, right? Mm-hmm. So does he think that the answer to show weakness is more weakness? It doesn't make logical sense. It doesn't make political sense. It doesn't make sense in the long sweep of history. It doesn't make geopolitical sense. I just don't understand it. And so then you have to go to, is this about some short-term political thing and try to stick it to the Biden administration? I just don't get it. It's really disappointing, though.
And before we, let's not let Congressman Tom Tiffany off the hook, who was the only one in the state's congressional delegation to vote against an aid package in May of last year, saying, we need to focus on inflation and things like that. But he has taken multiple votes that would indicate, you know, at its most harsh position, a coziness with Putin and siding with Russia. I don't know that it's that bad. I think it's the reasons are more right-wing economic rather than anything involving in the military. But nevertheless, it is again saying China is a threat. Poor people in Central America trying to escape violence, they're a threat. But we're not going to do anything about Putin. It's either an admiration for a strongman, something they wish they had, you know, putting Donald Trump back in office, or like you said, it's something else that makes you scratch your head.
Yeah. Well, find out. Stay tuned.
I guess. So that's where we start things off here, is Ron Johnson back on the political scene, and not in an unexpected way, but one that continues to be disappointing just the same. So now we take ourselves over to the Supreme Court race, which is in its final days here, and I've noticed that other people have noticed the lack of external polling, and I have to say, I don't mind it that much. I know that there's internal polling. I know it exists. These things cost a lot of money, and normally one side or the other will put the numbers out on their own after they've paid for this poll, if the poll is good news, and people are saying, why don't we see much polling? The fact that polling isn't driving this conversation for this election, that it's still centered on main issues like women's health care rights and, you know, reading, you know, the political maps, that to me is almost a breath of fresh air. And it keeps people focused on voter turnout rather than allowing even a little bit of complacency to creep in.
Yeah, and listen, people are voting. We have more than 250,000 Wisconsinites that have already voted either by mail, absentee, or in person in early voting at the clerk's office. Join the party, folks. The weather's fine. You know, the temperature's fine. Come on in. This is an election where, at the upper reaches, let's say we get to a 1.5 million votes cast in this race, which is possible. That would represent
more votes in a judicial race than any time in the last 12 years, and make a run at a state record. And even then, that turnout will be less than half of what it was in the fall of 2020. So your vote matters more than ever. It has more power compared to a fall general election. So get out there and do your civic duty. I certainly have an example of which way I'd like you to vote, but just look at these candidates. Look at their values. We know more about these candidates than maybe about any two judicial candidates in Wisconsin history. So do a little bit of homework. A couple of Google searches ought to do you. You'll see things like Dan Kelly defended these rigged maps in court as a lawyer in private practice. You'll see things like Dan Kelly has never put anybody in jail in his career. You will see things like he is endorsed by the most extreme far-right, anti-choice, anti-women's reproductive freedoms organizations in Wisconsin. And that's before you even get to Janet Protasiewicz, who is eminently qualified, eminently capable, and is somebody who you can hold your head and vote for with pride. So let's get into the last week of it.
Can I just one of those things you said, that Dan Kelly's never put anybody in jail, and I don't think this gets said enough. He was on the Supreme Court as a Scott Walker appointee. He's not a judge.
No. He was made a judge out of thin air by former Governor Walker, handpicked him, and the moment voters were able to render a verdict on his 4 years out of court, they kicked him off.
Right.
So he's back for more. And I gotta say, not bringing the A-plus energy this last week, former Justice Kelly, just in the last few days, skipped a forum. He's sending Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley.
Oh, I'm going there next. Let me phrase it in the form of a question for you.
Yeah.
What does this mean that a sitting state Supreme Court Justice, a right-wing justice, is sitting in for a right-wing candidate in a candidate forum?
I mean, what's rich about it is that it's the right in this campaign who has been trying to say that the left are the ones politicizing the court, which is rich for a ton of reasons. But among them is Dan Kelly could have gone to this forum himself. He's not on the bench, right? It's a candidate forum.
Right.
But it's a sitting justice to go. He also apparently canceled his visit to the USA Today Network's editorial board. That is the formerly the Gannett papers. Mm-hmm. I mean, like 11 or 12 dailies, the Wausau Daily Herald, the Green Bay Press Gazette, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, big newspapers across the state of Wisconsin. And he had an opportunity to sit with the editorial board. He said, hey, no thanks, can't be bothered. So I wonder what's going on over there at Kelly HQ.
Oh, I know. It's all based. They're trying to recreate the magic from Brian Hagedorn of just a quiet appeal, a quiet aggressive appeal to the base, and hope that they turn out. And if you stay quiet, maybe enough progressive voters will say, well, I don't need to show up to vote either. And Joe Zbecki is here to tell you that ain't the case. He's still going to go vote.
You got to run through the tape. I am old enough to remember that. It was a race that progressives felt pretty good about. Neubauer and Brian Hagedorn won by less than 6,000 votes. So your vote matters, folks. Get out there and cast your ballot.
So very, very much. Joseph Becky, thank you. As always, have a great weekend.
We'll be smarter next week when we talk about this race.
Much, much smarter. All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, Joe, thanks so much. Appreciate it. I can only underscore what he has said previously. This is a race that, despite all the headlines, has lower voter turnout because it's not a November race. So we'll get up there, make sure it counts. Go to myvote.wi.gov for more voter information. Back with more after this, you're up north.
You are listening. Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Still no official word on the fate of two U.S. Army helicopter crews after their helicopters crashed during a training mission in Kentucky last night. The two Black Hawk helicopters were part of the 101st Airborne Division. A statement from Fort Campbell did not say exactly how many casualties there were. The Vatican says Pope Francis had a good first night in the hospital in Rome after being admitted for a respiratory infection. He's 86 years old, and doctors say the infection will require several days of medical treatment. Dr. Panagis Galeas-Satos is a pulmonary doctor at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine.
It's age, prior lung conditions, and the lungs being involved in the infection, all of that should be taken seriously.
Decades ago, as a young man, the pontiff had part of a lung removed after suffering pneumonia. Hunters gathering last night for a candlelight vigil in Nashville.
Pacific Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin-based interest groups are making their endorsements in the race for the state Supreme Court.
The Dairy Business Association, a dairy lobby group, and NFIB Wisconsin PAC endorsed former Justice Daniel Kelly. The small business advocacy organization said Kelly will provide a predictable legal climate for small businesses. I'm Melissa Kay for Pacific Media News.
Meanwhile, 300 Wisconsin doctors have signed a letter supporting Janet Protasiewicz. When it comes to fundraising, Protasiewicz has raised more than five times as much money as Kelly. She raised almost $12.5 million in the final campaign finance reporting period. Kelly raised a little more than $2 million at the same time. In sports, Wisconsin basketball season is over after last night's loss in the NIT semifinals. Tonight, the Bucks are in Indiana. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
As the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with a Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Tells Wisconsin.
And at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And A.
Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI at our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
You must have all the music birthdays and the day in history coming up in about 20 minutes or so, but there are so many birthdays. Yesterday there was, I think, one birthday. And this was one of those days where the list, I don't know, you can give it all away, it goes on and on. And so when we have that many, we can't play that much, you know, music in one spot. And so we kind of carry over into the bumper music. And so, yeah, hearing MC Hammer reminds me, he's 61 today. That to me is amazing. I mean, look, it's still amazing to me that I'm 58, but that he is 61 just tells you that time is cruel. And he was a big deal once upon a time, Aaron. And again, you're my touchstone to
to a group that may never have had to dance in big baggy parachute pants the way that MC Hammer did.
That's true, never had to dance in the past, but I do know this song. I think everyone still knows this song, for better or for worse.
Oh yeah, I mean, it made such an impression at the time, and he became one of those folks. It's a story you've seen a lot in the music business. Superstardom rapidly, spent all the money, can't really get it back, you know, so you become like a commercial pitch man or whatever the case may be. But yeah, he was quite the icon at one point. In this segment here, this segment is not going to make a lot of people happy, but, you know, sometimes that's what you have to do. And I'm starting with the Ron Johnson comments about Ukraine, and then we're going to get, you know, into other things that are going to be funny and yet infuriating, depending on the situation. So here's Ron Johnson, who, again, has been amply warned that, you know, he is spreading lies. He's spreading misinformation that Putin's regime wants him to spread. There's still a lot of people that ask questions like, you know, why did Ron Johnson and other members of Congress, you know, why were they in Moscow for the 4th of July back in 2018? And why ever since then has he had this infatuation with things like, you know, Hunter Biden and his laptop computer? Because, by the way, I still couldn't pick Hunter Biden out of a police lineup if it was Hunter Biden and Fred Flintstone. I'm still not sure if the other guy is Hunter Biden or not, but there is this infatuation, which is only encouraged by Russians who are looking to undermine American democracy, to undermine American unity. And it's something they've worked on for years and years and years, and now it's coming very close to bearing fruit. That if in backing up a democracy and trying to prevent, you know, Russia from again trying to cobble together the Soviet Union, if during that they can convince Americans that it is, you know, something that can't be won, is too expensive, isn't worth the cost, those aren't, you know, American people anyway, et cetera, et cetera. Well, then they will have won, and Ron Johnson will have been one of the useful tools in that process. I am, of course, as much as I joke about old age, I'm far too young to remember the Second World War. But I can only imagine the kind of world it was then when there was a sense of trust and unity compared to now. Look back 3 years ago when COVID first started, and all that was asked of people was to stay home. Stay home for a while, let's see if we can keep this thing from spreading. And enough people said, nah, I don't want to do that. Imagine if it was World War II, and they were in London, when everybody needed blackout curtains. And same on the coast of the United States. When you, no lights, because then, you know, the German or Japanese bombers couldn't see where the cities were because they didn't have the technology that we have nowadays. Imagine you're doing your part and your next door neighbor's like, nah, you know, has the street lights on, turns on the outside porch light and everything else. How would you feel about that person? And where's their sense of shared unity, shared service, shared sacrifice? If those same people were like, you know, it's not really, Hitler's not that bad a guy. The Japanese are, you know, they're perfectly fine people. There's fine people on both sides. Do we really need to do this? What would our world look like if that's what we lived in back then, as opposed to actually choosing good over evil, choosing democracy over, you know, repression and authoritarianism? So I hope we can get more people to think about that when people like Ron Johnson open their mouths. Because those are some of the same politicians who are proving not just to be reckless in their rhetoric, but useless or dangerous in their actions. And that takes us to a couple of legislators, one in Wisconsin, one in North Dakota, that I want to talk about next. Here in Wisconsin, the reaction to the tragic school shooting in Nashville has been, at best, disappointing. You had a member of Congress from that area, in the Nashville area, saying, well, nothing can really be done. There's nothing that you can do. And if that weren't useless enough, then you have people like Wisconsin Assembly Rep Barb Dietrich. And she puts up this post that says, you know, and again, they don't want to do anything about the guns because there's a sense of worship for the guns. So instead of, we hear about mental health, and Representative Dietrich put up, speaking of mental health, there are many things that cost zero taxpayer dollars that can improve mental health in our communities, like shared values, faith, and optimism that comes from living in one of the most blessed nations on earth. Yeah, that'll stop a bullet real quick, won't it, Assembly Rep Dietrich? If we just had shared values, whose values, Representative? Your Christian values? Do you have Muslim or Jewish friends in your neighborhood? Should they be sharing your faith? When you talk about the optimism that comes from living in one of the most blessed nations on earth, it's the optimism that comes because of the place where you live. You didn't grow up in the 53206. You didn't grow up in anything resembling the communities that you are happy to do nothing for, especially as their children continue to be gunned down. So we just need faith. We just need shared values. And that is where I really got to tip my hat to Neda El-Mekashi, who works in the Capitol, former legislative candidate. And she shared Representative Dietrich's tweet and noted that the representative is the vice chair of the Assembly Committee on Mental Health. She's the vice chair of the Assembly Committee on Mental Health, and yet part of a caucus that does not want to go along with Governor Evers' proposals to improve access to mental health resources. And so Nader writes, the vice chair of the Assembly Committee on Mental Health thinks that shared values, faith, and optimism will cure mental health issues. And then she writes, resources? Nah, girl. Barb said vibes. That's all Barb wants. Barb Dietrich wants good vibes, not resources, not doing anything. So you've got her level of uselessness, along with the congressman from Tennessee and the others who are saying, well, there's nothing that can be done about our children being gunned down in their classrooms. I mean, the utter uselessness, if you put the Tennessee congressman's quote next to Representative Barb Dietrich's quote, those two spheres of uselessness, I'd worry that there would actually be a black hole created between them, a black hole of uselessness that would suck in any energy whatsoever towards service, which again leads to this point. If you're not willing to serve, if you're not willing to do the least amount of measures to try to keep our children safe, what are you doing in that office? What are you really there for? And if it's to protect your values and faith, take that optimism elsewhere. Because right now there are people that need help. There are people that need service. They don't need your thoughts and your prayers and your things that cost zero taxpayer dollars, which is clearly what motivates you. It's the dollars that motivate you more than the compassion. Which takes us to our next goober. And that would be North Dakota State Senator Mike Wobina. And I want you to hear what he had to say about a bill that would allow for free school lunch for low-income kids. Now, Governor Evers is going a step further, saying, let's just make sure that all kids get to eat when they come to school, lunch and breakfast if they're there early. But for school lunch just for low-income kids in North Dakota, here's what State Senator Mike Wobina has to say about that. Or Aaron, let me not have that.
Personal responsibility is one of the major principles that the Republican Party stands on. Yes, I can understand kids going hungry, but is that really the problem of the school district? Is that the problem of the state of North Dakota? It's really the problem of parents being negligent with their kids if their kids are choosing to eat in the first place, which is entirely the problem that could be existing here. I don't believe that it is our responsibility to carry on a program in excess of what the federal government already does. Where does it stop?
Where indeed, where does it stop with feeding hungry children? Here's the thing, that senator too will go to church on Sunday and will again claim to espouse Christian values, but then gets on the floor of the North Dakota legislature and says, well, why are these children choosing to eat? And why aren't all parents taking care of this? Because they can't all take care of it. Because again, Senator, whatever hard upbringing you want to claim that you had, somebody had it worse and could use a little compassion from you, a little assistance. And if you want to find some other way to make sure that kids aren't going hungry, go for it. But to just say, sorry, kid, your parents are jerks, go ahead and do that in your private school. Go ahead and mock kids who show up hungry. Give them a slice of the bologna, make them feel like second-class citizens. But not in our public schools. In our public schools, we don't charge kids to get on the school bus. We don't charge kids for each textbook they buy, like the way we did at the university bookstore. We're here to teach our children, and we're here to take care of our children during that part of the day. And don't confuse that with taking over for the parents. This isn't about that. This isn't about parents' rights or parents' choices. This is about, for this time of day, while this state is doing what it can to educate every child, no matter what their income level, to give them a good base education, during that time that we have them, let's feed them, let's nurture them, let's answer their questions honestly, let's teach them history without a filter. Let's keep them safe from gunfire. These are not tough roads to hoe. And yet, for some people, it appears that is a bridge too far. The last one I wanted to talk about, I think I mercifully did not leave myself a lot of time to dwell on, but it's in the Atlantic Monthly. The headline is, "My 6-year-old son died. Then the anti-vaxxers found out." And it's from my friend and co-worker, Billy Ball. He is my counterpart to the Courier Newsroom outlet in North Carolina. And in January, his 6-year-old boy died suddenly from a rare cerebral swelling condition. It was something that some of the best doctors around could try to be helpful with, but saw that there was nothing they could do. And that would be tragedy enough, but in this day and age of social media, the anti-vaxxers started showing up, crawling into his social media accounts, into notes about the obituary, about the fundraiser, putting things like, LOL, yay for the jab, right? Your decision to vaccinate your son resulted in his death. This is all on you, murdering him first. Now, Billy goes on to say that it's noise to him, and that it does not affect how he thinks of his son and what his little boy means to him, but that it would be wrong to not acknowledge the ghouls that are out there and to say to them and the people serving in office, we can all be better than this. Back in a moment, Your Honor.
You are never, the spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special Ask Us Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has the results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks. And a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out under the helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday to Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Moving Day, a law for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together, we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe and exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 43 today under cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation likely tonight, lows at Malamuda, 33, cloudy, overcast skies. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 47. High of 36, Saturday with a chance of snow. Chance for scattered showers, 48 on Sunday. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm your own just remember. Right now, it's 11.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
That's right, we've got new walk-up music for Dr. Lyerly. That was the song that was part of Prince's ninth album, Sign of the Times. It's a big single. You got to look at the duet with Sheena Easton. That album released on this date in 1987. Dr. Lyerly, good morning.
I think that's your theme song. You walked in. I woke up. Like, good morning.
I've never seen a pretty girl look so tough. Sure, I guess I'll take that.
Works for you.
Dr. Lyerly is reporting from an area of breaking news because you're kind of west of the Twin Cities this morning, where there's been a train derailment nearby that some of the tanker cars with like ethanol and other things are in danger of catching fire. You're not in any peril over there, I hope.
Not that I'm aware of, and I don't see any flames in the sky, but really I'm like 20 minutes away from the little town of Raven in Minnesota.
Yeah, okay, well, hopefully they're able to get that taken care of, and you will stay safe out there, which allows us to go back to having fun with some music. Now, here's the thing. We've got this long list of birthdays, and so there's so many tunes we could play. It's just classic, upbeat tunes, but there are also songs that hit the charts on this day that are decidedly not upbeat and not happy tunes. Well, for example, here's Phil Collins, 1985, number one hit on this day.
It's not really
a get me up going song, you know?
No.
But there it is, 1985. We're working our way backwards here. 1974, the top single on this day was by John Denver.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
No, before your time?
No, I know it. I like it. I'm so feeling it this morning.
No, that's what I'm saying. These aren't exactly the most upbeat things here. One more music one, and it's got a little story behind it. This song was recorded on this day in 1963. Now we've got Kristen moving. There we go.
I love Leslie Gore. Do you know
that's part of our story here. Let me tell you more. On this day, 1963, Leslie recorded "It's My Party" at Bell Studios in New York. That night, her producer, Quincy Jones, found out that fellow producer, Phil Spector, had recorded the song with a group called The Crystals. And so Quincy Jones rushes it to get Leslie Gore's version to radio stations first, and the rest is history.
Quincy Jones. Leslie Gore was like one of those albums when I was little. My mom had all these great albums, and that was the one that I would play over and over and over again. I know every song on that album.
You know, I get to see your reaction when any given song comes on, and I still don't think I will ever forget your reaction when we had one of our segments with some, you know, great women on, and we played Leslie Gore going, "You don't own me." Jones, speaking of which, I had completely forgotten. You know, I've seen Rashida Jones on TV all over the place. Yeah. I completely forgot that she is the daughter of Quincy Jones and
Yes, yes.
Which makes perfect sense when you see them, you know, together and everything. But I just thought, oh, she's a great actress. She's super funny. And I'm like, oh my God, you're the daughter of this musical genius. And, you know, an actress, she knows her stuff, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And Quincy, in his whole history, I mean, he wasn't just a producer. He was an incredible musician. He was part of Frank Sinatra's band. He was a classical musician. So much depth.
One of my favorite albums of all time is Frank Sinatra Live at the Sands. I have sung that entire album loudly thousands of times in my car. But you know, one of the first times I heard it, you can imagine my surprise. I mean, you're in all these Sinatra tunes, and then near the end, he says, you know, and I'd like to thank my producer, Quincy Jones. I'm like, Quincy Jones?
Quincy Jones.
He's everywhere. We have totally used up Leslie's song, so I don't have that in the background for all the other birthdays. But listen to all these other birthdays today. We've got Eric Clapton, turned 78 today. Paul Reiser, the actor Mad About You, 67. MC Hammer, turning 61. Tracy Chapman, 59 today. Celine Dion, 55. Nora Jones, 44. And Thomas Rhett is 33. Country singer Thomas Rhett, 33 years old today. And then this is also the birth anniversary for Randy Van Warmer, an American singer-songwriter. He passed away in 2004. Do you remember his one solo hit?
It was a schmaltzy 70s.
Very good. Well, I cannot remember. Just when I needed you most.
Yes.
But he had a really a good career as well. So there's our music break, our history lesson for this day. As we also do around this time, since we're doing our history lesson, we go back through the news archives and note that on this day 2 years ago, the pandemic death toll in Wisconsin had topped 6,600. And on this day 1 year ago, just to give you an idea of I don't know when this latest rash of, you know, book burnings or book bannings or what have you got going, but a year ago, we were talking about how the activity of one parent led several books to be reviewed by the school board in Kadot, just down the road from us here in Chippewa Falls. Many of the books with LGBT protagonists, and many of those books did eventually go back on shelves, although a book about where babies come from was relocated to the guidance counselor's office. And then there was one book that was removed, which was all about basically teaching about current racial disparities. So again, break things down. The books that this person did not like about LGBTQ, those books stayed. Where babies come from, that got moved to the counselor's office. And the book about racial disparity, it got dropped entirely. This isn't Kadot, but this is something, those three categories of books continue to be targeted everywhere. And I can just imagine people looking at you and going, I know where babies come from, it shouldn't be a mystery.
There are some people who don't, and they have a lot of questions, and when you don't give them the information that they need, they fill that void with other information that is often not correct. And then they're making a lot of decisions based on that bad information. It's not a good thing, Pat.
No. It real information, not misinformation, Ron Johnson, but real information is a good thing. We got just a couple of seconds for you to set up our guest. Our next guest is going to join us at 7:06. Renee Kaplan. What do you want to say about her quickly?
She's incredible. She's a mom who got inspired after Dobbs happened, and she's taking the world by storm.
And then, Hometown Health at 7:30, Dr. Christopher Ford, also somebody very involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, former chair of the Wisconsin Fair Maps Committee, as well as the Emergency Medicine Doc, and we did some cool stuff together.
All
about it.
The theme of our next hour is step one, do something. And Kristen and others have motivated people to do something. More next, you're up north.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th.
4th, it's being called one of the most important in the country with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote and tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special Ask Elst Wisconsin.
And at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.